Hi, I'm Justin McKenna, and today's piece has been written by David Keenan. David is from Kildare and now lives in East London. He writes plays, short films, and jokes for radio. Like many people, David was unable to get home for Easter this year. We hope you enjoy it. Well, this is certainly a first, I thought, as I sat at the kitchen table. Goodfellas plain cheese pizza in hand, looking at the laptop in front of me. Waving at me from the screen were Mam, Dad and my sister back home in Ireland, which is where I usually spend Easter Sunday. Everything was calm until Ma saw what I was eating.
A pizza? Why are you eating food from Italy? Go out and wash your hands now. Sing happy birthday twice. Say three Hail Marys as well.
Why did you shave your beard, Dad? I asked. And then a split second later I remembered exactly why. He's recently become a local celebrity and wants to avoid being noticed. He bought tons of bog roll just before the lockdown and someone took a photo of him in his trolley in Tesco. Beware the bog roll bandit. That was the headline of the local newspaper. Get well soon cards arrived through the door too, hoping he recovers from his explosive diarrhea. He's had to turn his phone off because people keep sending him pictures of anthrax puppies. It was all over Facebook too. You must need extra bog roll when you're an actual arsehole. That was my favourite comment. The dinner itself went fine for a while until suddenly my girlfriend Amy barged in asking me if we had any mustard. Now, as far as my parents are aware, there was no girlfriend called Amy. She didn't exist. Suddenly, she did. I said it was just my roommate. Big mistake.
Well, so I'm your roommate, and not your girlfriend then. I'm just nothing to you, am I?
So, to avoid a night on the couch, I had to introduce her to my family. This introduction was as awkward as anticipated. My sister told Amy directly to her face that she is way too good looking to be going out with me. Now, what she said may be true, but there's no need to tell her that. Then Amy received some very intensive questioning, like she was being interrogated by the FBI. My mother wanted to know where she was from, what she was doing for a living, where she went to school, what her first pet's name was. Amy, as you can probably tell from my terrible impression, is from Australia, so my mother jokingly asked if she was using me to get EU citizenship. Jokingly asked, but secretly deadly serious. When Amy told her that she was 28 years old, my mother asked if she had considered freezing her eggs.
The clock's ticking, Amy. You're not getting any younger.
She even told her that we had a big freezer out in the shed in the back garden that she could use for them.
There's plenty of space beside the fish fingers.
I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. Amy's phone rang, and then she said she had to take it. So she had to quickly say goodbye. Then, to my mother's disgust, and mine, my father decided to also point out that Amy was way too good-looking to be going out with me.
It's like one of those slot machines in the pub, he said. When you've got very high winnings, you need to cash it in straight away. You've got lucky, and you haven't a hope of doing any better.
It was the least romantic way ever to say you should marry her. To which my mother asked if there were any plans, and I had to mortifyingly say no while overhearing my sister giggling away to herself. And just when I thought this couldn't get any more traumatic, it did. My father went on to ask, very casually, if the chemists were still open. I was wondering why he suddenly asked that. I said yes.
Oh, well, you're fine for condoms then.
I tried to change the conversation, but my dad then told me not to buy condoms.
Actually, if you get her pregnant, you've got her trapped, and she'll need to stay with you.
My sister screamed out laughing, and my mother tutted and tutted. We were fighting and shouting for the rest of the dinner. So, although I couldn't go back, It was good to have a nice, normal Easter dinner. This was a Green Theatre production recorded in April 2020. For more information about the company, please go to www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.